Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Thursday, May 4th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. The Kremlin claims an attack, interest rates up, test scores lowest ever, and a monster sports deal in Saudi Arabia. That's all coming up. And then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, the Kremlin, Russia, claiming that a drone struck the Kremlin means fortress inside a city. That's what Kremlin translates to. That's where the president has his office and is where he lives. He wasn't there at the time, but there's footage of some sort of explosion. They're blaming Ukraine. But Zelensky said, "We did not attack Putin or Moscow. We fight on our territory. We are defending our villages and cities." But Putin is calling for revenge. The speaker of the Russian parliament said an attack on the president is an attack on Russia. The question is, did this really happen? Or is this a Reichstag fire moment? The Federal Reserve raising interest rates for the 10th time, now at a 16-year high. But they did show a sign that they may knock it off for a minute. There may be a pause. The rate's 5.25%, the highest since August 2007. The goal, again, is to slow the economy so that more people get unemployed and then people stop spending money, and that will cause inflation to go down, they say. Eighth graders had the lowest U.S. history test scores on record last year. This is the first federal history and civics testing since COVID. And what percentage of eighth graders do you think are proficient in U.S. history and civics? 13%. And we wonder why we have all these problems with government and politics and everything in America. No one knows how our government is supposed to work. No one can name the branches of government, let alone their functions, let alone the Federalist Papers and what our founding fathers created and why they created it. We wonder why people are guided by their feelings as opposed to history and what's wise or constitutional. Only 1% of students were rated as advanced. Only 13% proficient. Pathetic. Elon Musk the other day said a friend of his daughter goes to high school in San Francisco, and he asked them to name a president, and they could name Washington. And he said, "Well, what do you know about him?" And the kid said, "Well, he was a slave owner." Nothing else. And Elon said, "Well, okay, maybe you should know more than that." Well, very few do. Biggest sports deal in the world, all with our oil money. Saudi Arabia recently took Ronaldo from Manchester United in England with a $200 million a year salary. Just a little perspective, the highest paid American athlete is Pat Mahomes, quarterback for the Chiefs, $41 million. Ronaldo's five times that. But step aside, Ronaldo. Lionel Messi in talks with the Saudi team for $400 million a year. This is all part of the Saudis' effort to make you think that they're a normal country. Don't be fooled. Bill's message of the day. Next.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz was attending an event in Fort Walton Beach when he was allegedly assaulted by a 41-year-old woman. According to police reports, Getz was posing for a picture with a man when the alleged perpetrator threw a glass of wine that splashed both men. She was arrested, held in custody overnight, and met the $1,000 bond the next morning. Now, the woman turns out to be a progressive activist who routinely despises anything Trump on social media. Mr. Getz is a Donald Trump supporter. Motive established. Many would not press an incident like this in criminal court, but the congressman says he will. He points out that throwing objects, even liquids, can damage people. And Getz is correct. Low-level assault should be confronted, or this country will have more of it. In New York City, you can actually punch someone in the face and the DA won't do a thing. Apparently, that crime is beneath his office. The result is a violent, dangerous city where innocent people are hurt every day and their assailants walk. That is wrong in every way, and Matt Gaetz is right to press charges against the loon who assaulted him. Enough with this barbarism. All of us are going to have to send a message. That kind of behavior should be punished. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Todd Noonan, Pocatello, Idaho, nice town. The Dominion scandal was a hoax that distracted Americans from the wrongdoing committed by state executives who changed election laws to make illegal vote harvesting easy in the states. Todd, that is a conspiracy, a right-wing conspiracy. There is no merit to it. The Dominion lawsuit wasn't a hoax. It was a money grab. And they grabbed $800 million. It was all about money. It wasn't about election law or anything like that. Jolene, concierge member. Please check that program out. Direct access to me. Bill, the mainstream media will be giddy once more when Susan Rice announces her bid for the presidency. I am afraid that exactly why she is leaving the White House. That will not happen. Jolene. See, I know these people. Susan Rice is not going to run for president. Doesn't have the money, doesn't have the will. Not going to do it. Carol, how can Corinne Jean-Pierre state that the border is 90% better now than it was and not choke on her words? Okay. She didn't say that it was 90% better than it was. She used some little kind of niche stat that wasn't true anyway. But Ms. Jean-Pierre, with all due respect, not attacking her personally, loves the fame that she's getting, likes the paycheck, and is going to do what she is told to do to keep the fame and the money. In a moment, something you might not know.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 81 years ago today, one of the most important naval battles in history began in the Pacific. The conflict slowed Japan's conquest of Asia and inspired the American people after a series of brutal setbacks for the USA. Here is the story of the Battle of the Coral Sea. By the end of April 1942, the Empire of Japan was poised to seize control of the South Pacific by establishing air bases in New Guinea and the Solomon Islands. The expansion sparked fears of a Japanese invasion of Australia. Aussie Prime Minister John Curtin turned to America for military aid. President Roosevelt was willing to do whatever it took to protect Australia. On May 4th, the armed forces of the United States and Japan met off the east coast of Australia. The confrontation was the first air-naval battle in history. None of the aircraft carriers fired directly at each other. The planes taking off from their decks did all the fighting. After 3 days of combat, each side sustained heavy losses. America lost one carrier, two destroyers, 69 aircraft, and 700 men. 1,000 Japanese were killed, 100 planes destroyed. Tokyo hailed the battle as a victory, but America had triumphed. For the first time in World War II, a Japanese offensive had been rebuffed. And here's something else you might not know. The skirmish helped boost America's morale back home. Public confidence had been shattered by the attack against Pearl Harbor and the swift losses of Wake Island, Guam, and the Philippines. Wrote Time magazine after the Coral Sea battle, quote, "It was, in truth, the greatest battle in the history of the United States Navy. That day on the Coral Sea, the Japanese caught hell." It would take more than 3 years for the United States to vanquish Japan. They were a very tough enemy. But we did it, and we freed millions of people in the process. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.